Okay, the boys, today's daf is daf Pei Zayin, and we're starting from three lines from the bottom of Pei Vov Omid Beis. We started yesterday a brisa, it's a very long brisa, we're in the middle of it, and we left off yesterday that Shalvas Rishoyim Soifa Takola, three lines from the bottom. Shalvas Rishoyim Soifa Takola says Rashi that if you give Rishoyim a break to go and have a little vacation time, it's not good for them. Because what they do is they use those days to start planning to chas v'shalom do more averes. Best thing is to keep them busy. V'roshis mekaveres es balea. Roshis means taking upon oneself communal responsibilities. That is either being an askan or elected official or something similar to that. The tremendous responsibilities, the tremendous achrayis on the person causes the person to weaken, and chas v'shalom mekaveres balea, eventually that person may pass away prematurely. Rashi brings a raya from the case of Yosef, the Yosef in Mitzrayim, who became, of course, the viceroy, the second in command only after Paroi. So all of the responsibilities of the kingdom were on him. So Rashi brings here on the left-hand margin, four lines from the bottom, Mikaveres ba'aleo shenemar, v'yomus Yosef, t'chilo, v'yach kach kol echav. Yosef was, of course, among the youngest of the brothers, and nevertheless, he passed away before all the rest of them, because of the achrayis, the responsibilities of the tzibur. So the Gemara writes, orim nichnas lo, v'orim yetze mimeno, yotze mimeno. The Gemara is talking about is that when a person enters into a communal responsibilities, assuming that he is erlich, assuming that he is a person who is a person of integrity, or in Nicholas law, he enters into these activities, basically, the word orim, of course, means without clothes, but it means that he enters into it poor, v'orim yetzim emena, and he leaves from it poor. Of course, crooked politicians often come out very rich after they're in government service. But a person who is at the highest level of morals and integrity, he comes in, he goes out the same way without having enriched himself, because being a public servant is typically not an enriching field. And halavai, he should leave his job like he came in, says Rashi, b'loi chait. Because if you happen to be doing communal responsibilities, unfortunately, if you don't do things exactly correctly, chas v'shalom, you can go and sin. So, halavai, you should come out as clean as when you entered into public service. And the Gemara tells us now two stories, one of Rav and one of Rava, and when the two stories are both exactly the same, both of them were dayanim, Rav gave nafik lemeidin dina. When Rav would have to go out, for instance, on Mondays or Thursdays, or whenever he had to go and sit on a bezdin, he would say, Omar Hachi, he would say, B'tzvunav shedektol enofik, from my own free will, I'm allowing myself, chas v'shalom, to go to be slaughtered. In other words, that if he sits on this bezdin and he decides incorrectly, chas v'shalom, terrible things can happen. And he is willing to do it. It's almost, if you will, suicidal. I know the tremendous responsibility of being a dayan on a bezdin, and nevertheless, I freely and willfully go in to do it. Nafik mitzavu beisei. I'm sorry. Amar hachitz. Tzu nafshi v'tola nafik. I'm going out for my own free will, chas v'shalom, to be killed. Utav lebeisei. Tzavu beisei leisu ovid. And I don't bring in any income to my family, to my household, because a dayan is not allowed to go and take any shochad, any money. The only heter to go and take today is because of bittul malacha. It's not that they're getting paid as a dayan, they're getting paid because they don't go to do something else, because they're not cab drivers, because they're not teachers, because they don't go to business. But they're not allowed to go and take money for being a dayan. And therefore, when I come home empty-handed. I've been working and schwitzing for hours and hours, and I come home with nothing in my pockets. Well, if I should say, Bia Kiyitzi, and halavai, that I should be able to, or really should say, well, if I should say, Yitzi, Kibia, that halavai, when I leave the bezin, I should go out the very same way that I came in, without any sins, without having misconstrued the psak and paskening incorrectly. Now the Gemara repeats the same story. In fact, you'll notice there's a small pay where the Gemara in Sanhedrin, which brought this previous Gemara, as well as the Ein Yaakov, they do not have this girsa about Rava, but we'll learn it. It's identical to what we just said. Rava ki have enough ladina. When Rava would have to go out to sit on a Bezdin panel, Omer Hachi would say the same thing. He would say, Bitzvu nafshe lektol nafik. I am on my own willing to go chas v'sholom to be nidon lemisa. In other words, there's tremendous responsibility here. I may mess up terribly, and chas v'sholom I may be deserving of being killed. The tzavu bei say lesu of it. I'm not bringing in any income for my household. V'reikel beisi ozel. I come home empty-handed. Levai shetei biyaki yitzia or yitzia kaviyah. Halavai, when I'm leaving the Bezin Shtibel, I should leave untainted without any sins, like I came in the morning when I first arrived. Okay, getting back to Rav for a moment. Rav, as we'll see, had tremendous humility. So even though he was the Gadol Hador, Rav, we have Rav almost in every single Omer in Shas. When he would see a large crowd following him, Omar, he would go and say, nah, in the Yalei Shemayim Siyoi, even if a person's honor goes all the way up to Shemayim, Varosh of the Ovyagia, even if his head is in the clouds, that's how exalted he is, and that's how honored and revered he is. Abaki Guloloi Lenetzach Yovat, that just like, don't think that this honor and prestige will go on forever. But rather, instead, kigloloi, it's going to be like his own glolim, like his own tsoa, like his own excrement. Lenetzach yoivad, his memory and he will be lost forever. Royav yoimru ayoi, the people that are seeing him will say, where is he? In other words, all of this is very temporary, because eventually we're all going to be buried in the ground, so we shouldn't take ourselves too seriously. This way Rav was able to make sure he wouldn't become chas v'sholom arrogant. And similarly, Rav Zutrik yam mekatvi lei b'Shabbat derigla. Shabbat derigla means always the Shabbos before the Yom Tovim, where they used to get together to hear the drushes from the Rav and to hear the Shiurim, to know what to do on Yom Tov. So, yam mekatvi lei means, Rashi says, Rav Zutra was already old and weak, and therefore it was hard for him to walk on his own. He didn't want to come in late and everybody would have to stand up. So he had a few of his talmidim would go and carry him on a chair into this large audience of talmidim to hear his drushes. So Kam Katvili B'Shabbat is regular. After all, he's being held up high in the air, so a person might mistakenly think about himself, oh, I'm so powerful and mighty. Look, I'm elevated by my talmidim. Have Omar, he would go and say, Kiloi li oilam choysen. The word choysen means power and might. Not forever does power and might last. V'yem nezer, nezer means like a crown. V'yem nezer l'dor v'dor. You think this crown is going to last for all generations? It's only temporary. New pasuk, Shaitan pasuk, se'es b'nei rosha loitoyf. Seis b'nei rosha means to be nois upon him, to go and find favor and to reward a rosha in this world. Loi toiv is not good for him. Loi toiv lehem l'rishoyim sh'nois lehem ponim bo'ilam hazeh. It's not good for the rishoyim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nois upon him, meaning that Hashem rewards the rishoyim for their good deeds in this world. The reason why Hashem rewards them for their good deeds in this world, so that when they go to the next world, they should not have any further rewards due them, and they can go straight to Gehenna without having to go and pass by Gan Eden even for a minute. So it's not good for them that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nois upon him for them in Ba'olam Hazeh. And the Gemara gives an example. Loi toiv loi li'achav, shenosu loi ponim Ba'olam Hazeh. It wasn't good for Achav Now, the Gemara doesn't tell us the entire background, but the background is that Achav, as we know, was one of the most evil kings that we had, and because of that there was initially a decree that both Achav and all of his descendants will all be cut off prematurely and will all have a very bad fate. However, when Achav heard that, Achav in fact did tshuva, and he put on sackcloth and he poured out his heart to Hashem, and Hashem therefore said, Shenema, Yan ki nikhna. Now this is a little bit of a mistake. It should say miponoi, because Achav was willing to be nichna, to subjugate his will to me, says Hashem. Le'ovi harobi yomav. Instead, I'm not going to bring the evil during his lifetime. The bad decree that I had originally decreed is only going to be for his zera, for his descendants. But he himself, Achav, I will let him live, and he will not pass away prematurely. And guess what happened? Unfortunately, as a result of that reprieve, Achav went back to his evil ways, and he continued to do bad things, to the point where the Gemara says in Chelik, in Sanhedrin, that Achav is one of those few that unfortunately ain lo chelik li oilam haba. So therefore, be no supanim l'rishon, to reward them and listen to the tefillahs on this world, to give them a reprieve, turned out to be a very bad thing for Achav. The same pasuk continues on, l'hatis tzadik b'mishvat, toiv lam l'tzadikim she'ein noisim lehem panim ba'olam hazeh. It's good for the tzadikim that they don't get rewarded in this world, because if you get your rewards in this world, then what reward are you going to get to the next world? And so therefore, we only get in this world perisim ba'olam hazeh v'akeren kayemis la'olam haba. The good things that happen in this world, hopefully those are only the investment interest, the investment income, but the principle of the mitzvahs that we do, the reward, the schar, remains for Olam Haba, for the next world. So says the Gemara, it's good that they don't get their full reward on this world. And the Gemara gives an example of by Moshe Rabbeinu. It's good that Moshe Rabbeinu, even though he was the Rai and Mehemna of Klal Yisrael, he was the Roi and Neman that went up to Shemayim 40 days, 40 nights, Lechem Le'echalti, Mayim Le'shasisi. He was the greatest of the greatest that we ever had. Shenemar says in the Pasuk, Yan Le'eman Tibi Lahakti Sheini. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu, one should have been Noisei Panim for all the wonderful things that he did in leading Klal Yisrael during his entire reign, nevertheless, the Torah repeats again and again, we had this in the Gemara yesterday, that unfortunately even Moshe Rabbeinu sinned. Ein tzadik ba'aretz asheyase tov le'yechta. There's no one in this world at any time throughout the generations that hasn't done any chait. And Barry's going to say there were four that didn't do a chait, that only passed away because of the etrush shel nochash. But we're talking about in general terms. And therefore, yam le'yaman tibi lahakti sheini. Since Moshe Rabbeinu was not mekadesh shem shamayim at the time of the May Meriva, when Hashem said, speak to the rock, and instead Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock, because of that Moshe Rabbeinu passed away prematurely, and he was not able to go and take Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. Says Gemara, ha'ilu ha'mantem, if Moshe Rabbeinu had done faithfully, meaning he had spoken to the rock instead of hitting the rock, then then Moshe Rabbeinu would have been quote unquote stuck in this world for a number of further years. It was better for Moshe Rabbeinu that this chait should constantly be nagging him and constantly being following him, because as a result the Kodesh Baruch Hu did take him away prematurely, and therefore he was able to go into Olam Haba prematurely and get his richly deserved reward there. Zoktimar. Ashrayim letzadikim. It's praiseworthy and meritorious for the tzadikim, le'dain shein zoichin, and le shemazak le'bnei le'bnei b'neim ad seif kolatoyers. What the Gemara is telling us is when a tzadik does mitzvahs, not only is that a schus for him, but it's a schus for his children and his grandchildren for all generations. Shekam abonim hoyu lo li'aron, shiru'uyim li'sorif, kinodav aviv. As we know, Aharon HaKohen had four sons, Nadav Aviu and Elozer the Isamar. And we know that at the time of when the Mishkan was inaugurated, that Nadav and Avihu passed away. However, Eloz v'Yisomer were spared. And the Pasuk tells us, Shenema ha-Nisorim, talks about Eloz v'Yisomer, the survivors. Now, normally when you say a person is surviving, that means that he was in a terrible situation, like Chas v'Shalom, he was in a terrible accident, and he survived the accident. He was Chas v'Shalom in a terrible building collapse, and Baruch Hashem, they survived, and they got out in the nick of time. You don't normally say about Nisorim, or survivors, about people that weren't even near the car crash or the building collapse. They didn't survive. They weren't even there on the spot. So the fact that it says Nisorim means that, unfortunately, the decree against Nadav Avihu should have been against Eloz v'Yisomer, that they should also have died prematurely. Now, what's the reason why? We know, of course, Nadav Avihu, they did a sin that we had that earlier on in the Gemara, because they were Moir Halacha b'fnei Rabbi. They went and they paskened even without Moshe Rabbeinu's consent, without his authorization. Moir Halacha b'fnei Rabbi. The Eloz v'Yisomer had nothing to do with that. But the Mefarshim explained that Nadav Avihu, Eloz v'Yisomer, all deserve to be punished because of the chait of the Eger. And the reason why only two passed away and the other two remained, it's because the Schus of Aharon HaKohen, the Oyev Shalom, Meroidev Shalom. So those Schusim not only did inert for Aharon himself, but it helped to save Eloz v'Yisomer so that they survived. The other side of the coin is, till now we spoke about tzaddikim, now we're going to talk about rishayim. And we're saying about rishayim that they are chayiv for all generations, not only themselves, for the terrible things that they did, but also for the terrible, because of what they did, not only is that a black mark on their records for themselves, but they're mechayiv their children, the grandchildren, seif kol adoyrois. And the Gemara tells us, harbi banim hoyu lo leKnan. Knan had many children. Shiruyin lisomech kitevi avdoi shiram gamliel. Among them, there were many that were on a high level that they deserved to go and get smicha, like Tevi avdoi shiram gamliel, where the Gemara brings a number of times that he was a very, very special individual. He was a Talmud Chacham, but of course he was an Eved. And as a result of being an Eved, you don't get smicha, says the Gemara. But he was ro'ui to have gotten smicha, except for the fact that the reason why he was an Eved is because he was an Einikel of Kana. It's only because of the iniquities, the sins of their father. In the case of Tevi Avda, we mean the grandfather, great-grandfather, a few generations, because of the Pasuk Or Kanan, Eved Avodim Yeliachov, because of that Pasuk, Canaan and his descendants remained Avodim. That's why you see the evil that was perpetrated by Canaan. What did Canaan do wrong? In the mice of Noach, when Noach came out of the Teva and he was uncovered, then Canaan went and told his father, and then his father went and told the brothers, and they tried to go and cover him up. And according to one version, in fact, one of the sons Nebuch lived with the father, Chas v'Shalom castrated the father. Regardless, the point is that since Canaan was part of all these sins, bottom line is, that's why there's this klola at Soif Koladayrs. Kolom mezake es harabim ein chait bodi al yodai. A person who's mezake the rabim, in other words, he does a tremendous good deed, which is a good deed for the whole community. Ein chait bodi al yodai, there's a special brocha that the Kodesh Baruch Hu will not allow for him to be nichshol. In other words, if there's the chait, we all have our yetzahara. However, what Kodesh Baruch Hu does is, since this person did such a tremendous toiva for the community, Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't allow the chatoim to get in his path, so that Chas v'Shalom he should not sin. Chas v'Shalom, someone who does a chait and causes others to do a chait, like Yeravam ben Nevat, like the Gemara always brings, kimat ein masvika miyodilas is tshuva. Kimat, Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't allow him. Not that we don't give him the effect. Every person always has the right to go and do tshuva. Ein masvika miyodilas means Kodesh Baruch Hu won't easily lend his hand to someone who's doing tshuva. Normally we say that a person who's doing tshuva, that poischen loy, or mesayin oisay, Kodesh Baruch Hu is mesayay, he helps a person to do tshuva. Not a person machti yisrael. He has to go and climb the ladder himself without any support, without any help from the Rebbe Shlomo. What's the reason why that Hashem doesn't allow that a chait should cross his path so that this person should be noki min hachait? This person is Zakas Rab. Zakas Rab presumably includes, for instance, going and learning with Talmidim and helping them to grow in their Torah and in their Yerushalayim. And that being the case, if he did such a good job, and if subsequently, Chalila, he's going to himself be Chota, he's going to sin, what's going to happen is, who? This Rebbe, who is the Mezakis Arabim, he's Chas HaShalom going to be Beganim. The Talmidim and his Talmidim are going to be Beganim. What punim is that going to have? Shenemar Kali Sazav Nashi Vishoyu, Leisitim Chasid Chalira Shachas. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I'm not going to let this Neshama go Lishoyu to Gehenim. I'm not going to allow this Chosid to see Shachas, which is another synonym for Gehenim. And therefore, I'm going to save them by not allowing Chatoim to be in their way. On the other hand, Chol Machtis HaRabim Ein Maspikin B'Yodolaz Yeshuva. Someone who's Machtis HaRabim, Kodesh Baruch Hu, won't assist him in trying to do Tshuva. Shle Yehu B'Ganein L'Tamidim B'Gehenim. Because if you do that, then you're going to have the reverse situation. Here was Machtis HaRabim, like a person like Yeravim Ben Avot, that so many thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands did Avodah Zarah because of his evil, evil ways. And they're all going to Chas HaShalom go into Gehenna. If we're going to go and allow him to do tshuva, in other words, assist him in doing tshuva, he might go into Gan Eden and all his Talmidim would be in Gehenna. Well, what type of punim would that at? Shneimer says, Vatzik Odom Oshik Vidat Nefesh, Ad Bor Yonus Al Yismachu Voi. This type of person who has caused so much damage, Machtis HaRabim, he's going to go ad bar. Bar again is another synonym for Gehenim. He's going to fall into the bar. Ad bar Yonus, he's going to run and flee into the bar. Al Yismachu Voi, he's not going to get any tmicha, any support to get him out. Ein maspikin biyodei la'aseh tshuva. Back to the Mishnah. We're going now to the Mishnah. We said, Oimer echta v'yoshev, echta v'yoshev, a person who says that I'm going to sin and then I'm going to do tshuva. I'm going to sin and then I'm going to do tshuva. It says in the post, it says in the Mishnah, Ein maspikin biyodei la'aseh tshuva. Kodesh Baruch Hu is not going to assist this individual when he's going to try to do tshuva because he is a bad guy. Freitimar lomalei the Neymar, echta v'yoshev, echta v'yoshev, treizimli. The chayr would be enough to say ho'omer echta v'yoshev. Why does it have to say echta v'yoshev twice? Says he went to Rafun Amarav, the Amar Rafun Amarav, kimet she'over odom aveira v'shana ba. When a person does an aveira once and then he repeats it a second time, hutraloi, it becomes mutter to him, it becomes permitted. Frey Timara, hutraloi solkataitach, because a person repeats the same aveira twice, it becomes mutter. Chas v'shalom, it still remains as usher as it always was. Elenaz is like yet, when a person goes and repeats it already a second time, it's no longer that terrible thing that he did the first time. The first time, a person who is sincere and does an aveira, he's upset and he's agitated, irritated. What did I do? I did an aveira. Ah! And he really feels bad. However, he does the same aveira two times, it really becomes nasis loike heter. It becomes to him as if it's mutter, because he's already no longer repelled. He doesn't feel rejected by having done the sin. And therefore, that's the reason why our Mishnah tells us this echter v'yashev, to throw in this idea to as a makor for Vuna Marav, that a person does it twice, it already becomes an accepted norm in this person's life. Echter v'yam kippur mechaper, einim kippur mechaper. What happens if a person says, I'm going to go and sin today, Yom Kippur is around the corner, Kodesh Baruch Hu gives atonement on Yom Kippur, so I have nothing to worry about, let me have a good time until Yom Kippur, and then Yom Kippur is going to wash away the sins anyway. Says he one of the Masisim, like Rabbi. Let's say the mission not like Rabbi, Desanya. This is a Rabbi we quoted already yesterday, 2 days ago. We learned in the Gemara, in the Braisa, Rabbi Yomer, Al Kol HaBeinu Shem B'Toyra, Bein Osa Tshuva, Bein Lo Yosa Tshuva, Yom Kippur Mechaper. Rebbe is very, very lenient, if you will, or he is very, he allows for tshuva to accomplish a not Shuvah, Yom Kippur to accomplish a great deal, where Rebbe is saying is, even if a person didn't have a chance, or didn't think, or didn't do Tshuva before Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur is a magical wand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu waves, and once he waves this wand, everybody in the world gets kapara, even though they didn't do Tshuva. So that being the case, if a person says, Echtav Yom Kippur Mechaper, why is Ein Yom Kippur Mechaper? Yom Kippur is Mechaper for everyone and anyone. So it sounds like our Mishnah is not like Rebbe. Everymore, no. I feel the tamer Rebbe. You can go according to Rebbe as well. Agav, shiny. What means agav? Rashi says agav means that if you are hanging your hat on Rebbe's halacha, the Rebbe says that Yom Kippur is going to be mechaper for anyone and everyone, even if they didn't do tshuva. And then the person says, hey, that's great. Let me do as many avedis as possible, because Yom Kippur is going to be mechaper anyway, then even Rebbe would agree the Yom Kippur is not going to be mechaper if that's the basis of his doing the Aveira in the first place. The Agav means to rely on this dictum of Rebbe and a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Chesed V'Rachman, that Hashem is going to give him a kapara regardless whether he did tshuva or not tshuva, and if because of that he's going to go and do Aveirois, even Rebbe would agree, oh no, that's even a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Rachmanis has its limits vis-a-vis a person who is doing Averis B'mezid, relying that Hashem is going to be good and he's going to go and forgive him for his sins. Then the Mishnah says, Averis Ben Odom L'Mokoyim, you have to go to a Kodesh Baruch Hu and say Tshuva. Averis Ben Odom L'Chaveroy, then you have to go over to your fellow friend, whoever Chas V'Shalom you damaged, either financial damage, physical damage, or even verbal damage, you have to go over to him before Yom Kippur and ask him for forgiveness. Says Yimar, Rami le Rav Yosef bar Chovu le Rebavo. Rav Yosef asked the following kasha. Aveish ben Olam Chaber Niyon Kim Mechaper. In our Mishnah we said that if it's an Aveira between Yankel and Beryl, then Yom Kippur is not Mechaper, Ad Shiyaratza Es Chaveroi. Yankel has to go over to Beryl and say, please forgive me, because I sinned against you. Faitmur walks in, doesn't say in the Pasuk, Im yechta ishli ish, ufilloi eleikim. If a person is chasishon chote, one person to the other, that the Gemara uses the term ufilloi, says Rashi, in a lotion of tfila upius. That means that if you are mispiled to Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will accept your tfila, and he will accept your appeasement, and you'll have a clean record. But it sounds like over here that you don't need to go to the Ish. All you need to go is go to Elikim and say, Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm sorry. Doesn't say anything about Im Yechta Ish Le Ish, Ufilloi Ho Ish. It says that Kodesh Baruch Hu will forgive him. So it sounds like that even Averish Min Odom L'Chaveroi, you do not have to be Meratze Es Chaveroi. Everything where Man Elikim Dinah. The word Elikim over here doesn't mean Hashem Yisbarach. It means the Dayan. And we find that a number of times in Parshas Mishpatim and others, that the word Elikim in the Torah sometimes refers to a judge. And therefore, says Rashi, Ufilloi is in fact, has the exact opposite meaning. Where do we have? We have in a court case, Adu Elihim Yovei Dvar Shneim, Asher Yarshion Elihim Yishalim Shnayim L'Ri'eyu. If a person did damage to somebody else, then Asher Yarshion Elihim, whatever the Bezin will decide, that's what he's going to have to do. Here, Ufilloi, says Rashi, is from a lotion of V'nosan B'flilim. V'nosan B'flilim, the person is going to be put in chains, or he's going to be punished. And therefore, Im Yechta Ish L'Ish, what the Pasuk is saying is, that if Yankel damaged Beryl, and they go to a Din Torah, they go to court, Ufilloi Elihim, and now the judge is going to put him B'flilim, he's going to go and have to go and decide judgment against that individual. If that's how you're learning Pshat in the Pasuk, let's continue on in the same Pasuk. And if a person is chote against Hashem, not against another ish, who is going to go and be able to be mafayis a Kodesh Baruch Hu and cause Hashem to be appeased, to go and forgive him? So, what do you mean? Kodesh Baruch Hu, there any Rashi says, "V'chi ein shluchim harbim amokim." Aren't there many? If you're explaining the pasuk Ufilloi Elikim the way we just explained it. That means that the Dayan is going to go and punish this individual. He's going to have to render judgment against this individual. So what does it mean, Bim Lashem Yechta Ish? If a person goes and sins to Hashem, Mi Yispalulai, who is going to judge him? Who's going to judge him? HaKadosh Baruch has many ways of sending shluchim to punish this individual. Whether it's Chas V'Sholem, someone who's going to damage him, or Chas V'Sholem, a building collapse, or a car accident, or a heart attack, or whatever. Shem Yisbarach has many, many ways of punishing a person who is Chotei L'Hashem. So, what do you mean? Vim L'Hashem Yechta Ish Mi Yisbalvay? Every Mahalki Karma, we're going to go back to the original pshat. That the pshat in the Pasig is not Ufilloi Elikim, that there is a Dayan that's going to punish him, and here Mi Yisbalvay, who's going to punish him if he's Chotei L'Hashem. But rather, we're going to learn the original pshat, that Ufilloi means a Lashon Tfila Upius. And therefore, Hachi Kamar, Im Yachta Ish Li Ish, if a person is going to be Chote one person to another, and Ufilloi, and then he's going to go to that person and ask him for forgiveness, and he's going to be Mephias, and he's going to try to placate or appease that other individual. And the other person accepts the plea for forgiveness, then Elokim Yimchaloi, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will also be Moichalim and say, okay, you are Maratze es Chavreiroi, and therefore Hashem Yisbaruch will go and forgive him. Vim Lashem Yechte Ish, however, if a person is Chotei LaHashem, you know Mi Yisbal Ba'adoi, you know how to go and be Mephayis Hashem, how can you appease Hashem if you did a terrible chait? Oh, Tshuva Ma'asim Toivim. First of all, repent, and then do Ma'asim Toivim, do mitzvahs, then a Kodesh Baruch Hu will be moichel you for the terrible chait that you did. Omer Yitzchak, kol ha'maknin es chaveiroi. If a person goes and causes the other person harm, he aggravates him, he irritates him, afilu b'dvarim, even if he didn't go and hit him, but just rather he said something which was negative, that the other person was offended, he was insulted, then you have to go mimfais him. You have to go to him and say, Yankel, I'm terribly sorry. How do I know? Shem it says in the pasuk. Bini, im araf tu reacha, to katal azor kapecha, noi kashim im reficha, asei zois eifoi bini, vi notzel, ki bosa vi kaf reacha, leich his rapis, rahav reacha. What does this pasuk mean? So, bini, my son, im araf tu reacha, if you agree to be an orif, to be a guarantor for your friend, and you're not paying, to katal zor kapecha, you are willing to make a tkiyas kaf, you are willing to make a kinyan, lizor, for a stranger, or, and you didn't, in other words, you agreed to do X, Y, and Z, and you did not help him out financially, or nekashim revicha, or you did something bad to someone else, not through financial means, but im revicha, because you insulted him, you offended him. Asi zoi seifai bini, you know what you have to do? Be not so to be saved from punishment, since you agreed to go and help out kafriyecha, to help him out financially, lech hisrapes hurahav reyecha. That means lech hisrapes, says Imar, imoman yesh biyecha. If that person, you owe money to that person because you agreed to give him money, or you agreed to be an orif, to be a guarantor, then the word hisrapes is hatel pisas yad. Open up your hand, the palm of your hand. Open up your bank account and go and make good on the terrible financial damage. The imlav, if it wasn't financial in nature, but rather you offended him by saying something, then hirba lovrei, then the word urahav reyacha, the word urahav means hirba, go and be marbe to increase, reyacha reyim, good friends. So those good friends, they can act as intermediaries. Very often, if chas v'sholom you have offended someone, and you go to that person who you insulted, he says, Mister, I don't want to see you for the rest of your life. I don't want to get involved with you. I hate you. Just get out of here. So then you have to be marvel of rain. You have to go and bring emissaries and intermediaries to go and plead for forgiveness. How much do you have to do? How far? Says, if a person has initially gone to the other individual who he offended or who he damaged. He has to try to be mefayis him by taking shalosh shurais, three lines, each line of three bnei adam. So in other words, he goes back three more times. One time with three people, another time with three people, another time with three people. And each time, we're begging forgiveness on his behalf. Shenema, how do I know? It says in the pasuk, Yashar al Anashim. The word Yashar, Rashi says, we're interpreting here to mean Shura. Shura is a line. And Yashar al Anashim, the shortest line, Rashi says, of people is typically three people are online. So it says Yashar. The Yoyman, he should go and say three times. With three people online, he should say, number one, Chatasi. That's the first time. V'yasha, second time, V'yasha Hevesi. What was Yasha? What was glatt and straight? Hevesi, I made crooked. That's the second time. And the third time is V'yashavolin. He said, what I did was not of any benefit to me or to anyone else. So therefore, we see from this pasuk, you're supposed to go over three times with three shurais of bnei adam. In other words, each time one shura of bnei adam, Yashar. Do it three times and ask him for forgiveness. Now, what happens if he doesn't accept it, even after you brought nine people? Motu. Motu over here means mechila. You're asking for forgiveness. Mechaber if you mechaber. You don't have to go more than three times. Three times is the maximum. Shemar says in the pasuk, Ona, Sona, Viata, Sona. Those three expressions, they're three expressions of please in this pasuk. Ona is one time, no, please. So, no, a second time. And then the third time is again the ata, so, no, a third time. So therefore, that comes to tell you that you have to ask three times, but if you ask three times and he doesn't accept, then you did your job, you don't have to do anything more than that. There's a famous word, b'shem Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Zolzayin Gesund, says that we find in the, well, step back. He says that if someone did you an injustice, and he offended you, he insulted you, he damaged you, and you forgive him, the Mida Kenegan Mida Kodesh Baruch Hu will have everybody forgive you when you do Chas Hashem something wrong. So if you are the victim of an offense or abuse, and you forgive the person who abused you, then if Chas Hashem, if you abuse or insult someone else, then they will forgive you as well. He says we have a raya because there's a famous Baal Turim that says on the pasuk v'nosnu that if a person gives tzedakah and he helps out chesed with other individuals, then the money will come back to him. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to return it. And he says the Baal Turim because v'nosnu is a palindrome and it's written vav nun saf nun vav, and if you can read it both ways, right to left and left to right, they're the exact same word. And so therefore, just says the Baal HaTurim, if you give tzedakah, you do chesed, you give money, it'll come back to you. Says Reb Chaim, based on that, you can say the same thing over here. The word o-no-so, if you look at these three words together, look at it left to right, and you see that the no with the Aleph at the end of the sin, you can read that on no, and then sin Aleph is so, then again no, on no, so no. So you learn from this pasuk that just like the nosnu, if a person forgives, then he will be forgiven by others. Continuing the mark, Vimates, what happens if someone passed away, and you didn't have a chance to go and ask him for mechila, then maybe a somebody other will meet al-kibra, bring a whole minion to his kever. The reason why minyan is presumably because we said before, person tried to ask forgiveness and the person rebuffed him. Then you bring three shurais of three bnei adam, is three times three is nine. So himself, together with the other nine, l'chor you have 10. Except that over here it says you bring 10 bnei adam, maybe that means you have to bring 11. Hopefully this never happens. The mace made the asar bnei adam, bring 10 together, maybe including himself, maybe not. Umaminim al kibrei, and bring it to the cave. The oyman, he says to him, chatosi l'ashem l'keisrael, v'la ploini. Shechavalti boy, I'm sorry, I sinned to Hashem, and I sinned to this individual, that I damaged him, so that they should give him mechila, b'meroimim, upstairs in Shemayim, for what he did. Now the Gemara tells us a couple of interesting stories. Rabbi Yirmiyah havali milza l'Rab Abba b'hadei. Rabbi Yirmiyah unfortunately had offended Rab Abba, we don't know in which respect, but in some respect he offended him. Ozel Esav Adasha Rebava. So Rabbi Yemi wanted to go and ask forgiveness from Rebava. So he went to his porch and he sat down on the porch, presumably, or Dasha means on the threshold, waiting for Rebava to come out so he'd be able to go and approach him and ask him for forgiveness. Bahad Deshadya Amse Maya Mata Zarzife de Maya Aresha. The Umma, that means the Ozeret, the lady that was helping out at home and she was doing sponger. I don't know if this ever happened to you, but if you walk, maybe today it's really easier, but years ago you used to walk down either Meir Sha'arim or Geula or other section of Yerushalayim, and there were pipes coming down from the terraces, from the balconies, and when the marpeset, as they call it, so when the women of the house were going and doing sponger, they were mopping the floor, then they, you know, they don't have the same type of mops that we have. They have these mops which look almost like window wipers that you go and push out the water. They would go and push the water. I'm sorry? Squeegees? Oh, squeegees. So such squeegees, and then they would go and push the water out. It would go on through the pipe. And sometimes, if you were not fortunate, it would land on your head if you happened to be walking underneath the pipe at that very moment. So this is what happened similarly to Rabbi Yemiya. He was sitting there on the threshold. The Amse came and she threw out the water that she had used now for doing sponging at home. And Mata Zarzif the Maya Resha, some of the water sprinkled on his head, and therefore he was damaged from this water. Omar, and now Rabbi Yemiya said about himself, Asuni ka ashpa, I've made myself, or Hashem has made me into like a garbage dump. In other words, the water sprinkled on top of me. Karanafshin, he said about himself, me ashpois yorim evyoin. Nebuch, this poor soul, me, Rabbi Yirmiyah Nebuch, I feel like the garbage has been dumped on me as if I happen to be in a garbage dump. Anyway, Shomer Rabba heard about the whole incident. He went outside, and now Rabba is saying, instead of Rabbi Yirmiyah having to ask forgiveness from me, I have to now ask forgiveness from him, because one of the people in my household has caused this damage. Now I have to go and ask you for forgiveness. Like it says in the Pasuk, that if you've damaged someone else, then you have to go and either open up your hand to pay for the damage, or be marvel of rain. So please, Rabbi Yirmiyah, forgive me for Nebuch this bizoyoin that has happened to you in the Ashbis Yerim Evyon. Another story. Rabbi Zeira Kihavale Milza Bahadi Inish. When Reb Zeira had some disagreement with someone else, and he felt that that other person owed him an apology, Reb Zeira didn't wait at his home for the other person to come knocking on the door to ask for an apology. Reb Zeira knew human nature is people don't want to apologize, so therefore what he would do is chalav v'tani l'kamei, umam tzilei, he would go and dreizach in front of that individual before Yom Kippur. 24 hours, 48 hours before Yom Kippur, he purposely made sure to cross paths with that individual a number of times. So that should go and arouse that person's awareness, and he should say, oh, yo, how come Reb Zeira is appearing so many times to me? Oh, I remember I did something wrong. And he would go and ask him for forgiveness. And we have a similar story with Rav, but unfortunately the story with Rav has a very, very sad ending. Rav Havale Milza Bahadi Hahutavcha. There was a situation where the Tabach, the butcher, had offended Rav, and apparently in a very major way. And Rav was waiting for this Tabach to ask for forgiveness so that he would have tshuva and that Yom Kippur would be mechaper. And the Tabach decided he's not coming to Rav. So Rav says, well, if he's not going to come to me, I'm going to go to him. Is Baal Yom Kippuri on Erev Yom Kippur, Omar Iyu, Eizel Anol, if you say, you know what, I want to go and appear in front of this Tabach, and hopefully he will ask for forgiveness, and I'll be appeased, and everything will be great. Pogarei Ravuna. Ravuna noticed Rav walking down the street, and Ravuna asked him, Omar Levehecha Kozlmar, Rebbe, where are you going? Omar Levehecha told him, Lepiusa Leplanya, I want to go in front of this Tabach. Hopefully we'll be able to mend our differences, and he's going to ask for forgiveness, and he'll have kapara. Omar, so Rav Huna apparently knew the nature of this tabach, of this butcher, and he said, uh-oh, this is not going to have a happy ending. Omer ozel Abba lemichtel nafsha. What's going to happen is, Abba meaning Rav. Now, since Rav Huna was a Talmud of Rav, he wouldn't call him by his first name, even though Rav's name was Abba. However, he meant Abba in the form of my father. In other words, with a Russian of respect and reverence. So he's saying about my father, about Rav, lemichtel nafsha. I'm chas v'shalom, I'm concerned that someone's going to pass away over here. And in fact, as we'll see in a moment, that's what happened. Ozal, the come ilave, so he, Rav Huna, went to escort Rav, Havi Yosef, and they went and came into the butcher store, and they saw that the butcher was sitting there, the kapali reisha, and that he was using his butcher's cleaver to go and cut up a head, or to go and smash a head of an animal. Doli Enes, the tabach saw these distinguished guests coming in, he raised up his eyes, Mechazin, he saw them, as Omalei, see, he said, Abba, now he's referring to Rav by his real name, and he's not using this as a term of reverence, but rather negative, instead of referring to Rav, he said, Abba, at zil, get out of here, get out of my store, lesli miltzabadach, I don't want to have anything to do with you, Rav. So instead of asking for forgiveness, he offended Rav even further. He said, get out of here. And what happened was, Bahadi de Kapali Reisha, as he was still cutting open the head of this animal, Ishtamet Garma, one of the bones slipped and jumped up, Umachi Bekue, and hit the Tabach, the butcher, in his throat, Katle, and Nebach, he died. So, unfortunately, Rav Huna's prediction came true. Says more like Rav Avapasik Sidra Kamei de Rebbe. Rav was being Masader Psukim in front of Rebbe. What do you mean Masader Psukim? So you have the last Rashi here on the Omid on the left hand margin. Sidra, Parishes Mikrish on the Liam Oishal Ksuvim. In other words, not everybody had a Tanakh like we have today, printed Nachs in all different sizes and colors and shapes, translated and not translated. To go and learn Tanakh like learning anything, there was a Rebbe who taught the Tanakh. And Rav was teaching Tanakh in front of Rebbe, and he was being Masada the Psukim. In other words, he didn't have printed editions with two dots to show that the Pasuk ends. They were presumably learning from a Nach scroll, like you find in some shuls where they learn the Haftorah. So he was reading from that. Hayil also, as he was learning with Rebbe, came in Reb Chiya. So, in deference to Reb Chiya, Hodl Reisha, he started again from the very beginning. Then Ayil Bar Kapora, then Bar Kapora walked in. Hodl Reisha, he started again from the beginning. Also Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe, Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe entered. Hodl Reisha, again he started from the beginning. This is already going on for four or five times. Also Reb Chanina Bar Reb Chama, and Reb Chanina Bar Reb Chama came in. Omar and Rav said, Kuli Hai Nahadav Enezel, how many more times am I going to start from the beginning? I'm going to be busy with this for the next 24, 48 hours. And Lehoder, and therefore he did not start from the beginning. And Reb Chanina Reb Chama realized what happened. And Ikbid Reb Chanina. So Reb Chanina had Hakpada, he was offended. Everybody else, Rav started from the beginning, and he didn't start for him. Ozel Rav Legabei, so Rav realized that Reb Chanina was offended. So Ozel Rav Legabei, Tleisim Mali Yom Kippurim. For 13 years straight, on 13 Erev Yom Kippur, Erev Yom Kippurim, every year, year after year after year, he went to ask Reb Chanina for forgiveness, for lo yifayis, and Reb Chanina did not want to go and forgive him. Now, you remember back in the one, the Amud Aleph, it says that you only have to ask a person three times. So, whoever asks for forgiveness from his friend, he only goes three times. Everyone, Rav Shaini. Rashi says on the second line, Rav Shaini Machmir Hayu Le'atzmai, even though you're required only to go three times, but there's no Aveira in going four or five or more times. So Rav wanted to be Machmir, and he went 13 times. Remember, the number 13 is often used as an exaggeration. So maybe it wasn't 13, maybe it was 12. But maybe it really was 13 years. Regardless, that Rav was Machmir to go year after year after year, I understand. But why did Reb Chanina cause him to go year after year? Whoever is Mavra al-Midois, in other words, he's easygoing about forgiving people for doing injustices to them. Marvin Lekol B'Shava, Kadosh Baruch Hu will go and take away his sins as well. Kadosh Baruch Hu will mochel him and take away the sins and wipe the slate clean. So why did Rav Chanina insist on not forgiving Rav? And Rav Chanina chal mechazi le Rav. Dizakfu b'dikla. Rav Chanina had a dream, and in the dream he saw that Rav was hanging from a tree. Ugmiri, and we have a Kabbalah, the Chol Dizakfu b'dikla, that anytime you see such a thing in a dream, it doesn't mean Chas Hashem that the person is hanging, that he's going to Cholila pass away, but forget, Reisha Hava, he's going to become the new Roish, the new Rosh Yeshiva, and that's why he's hanging there high up in the trees, to show that he has been elevated and escalated, and he's going to be the top. And Omar said, Rav Chanina, Shema Mina, Boy Lemebed Rishusa. I'm afraid what's going to happen is that he, Rav, is going to become Rishusa. Remember, we started off today's Gemara, Harashus, Yekaveris is Balea. Rashus means to be in charge, to be the head. And therefore, said Rav Chanina, I'm afraid that Rav is going to become the head. Now, what is bothering Rav Chanina? See, Gemara doesn't tell us, but Rashi tells us that Rav Chanina was the Rosh Yeshiva at that time, and Rav Chanina was scared, if this dream meets fruition, then Rav is going to become Rosh Yeshiva. I'm not only going to be out of a job, but Chas V'Shalom, says Rashi, dog lomus. He, Rav Chanina, was afraid that he's going to pass away. Because we have a famous rule, Ein Malchus Negas B'Chaverta Afilo Kisara Afilo Kenima. When the Kadosh Baruch Hu has decided to go and change the rulers, Ein Malchus Nagas V'Chaverta, then, or Filik Chotasara, that one Malchus doesn't overlap the other Malchus even by a thread. That once the Kadosh Baruch Hu decides that Malchus ends, the first Melech passes away and the new Melech takes over immediately thereafter. So he said, I'm afraid that if this dream is going to meet fruition, then Rav is going to take over as Rosh Hashiva and I'm going to be out of here. Therefore, what he was hoping, and which ultimately was the case, he figured, I will not accept the pius. Rav will not be elevated to be Rosh Hashiva here in Eretz Yisrael, but rather he is going to leave Eretz Yisrael to find yeshivas and other makomos, and that's exactly what happened. It says, Omar Shmamina Boyle Mebrushusa, that upstairs in Shemaim they want to make him Rosh Hashiva, below Yafais, and therefore he did not accept the Rav's constant begging to go and forgive him, kehechad alezel, so that he, Rav, will eventually leave Eretz Yisrael, the ligmoy rise in Bavel, and he's going to go and teach Torah in Bavel, which is of course what happened, and then Rav became the Gadol Hador out in Bavel. Tan Rabban, mitzvahs vidur, how does one accomplish vidur? What are the words? What does one say? When does one say it? Says the Brice, Erev Yom Kippurim im Chashecha. Mitzvah Vidui is the evening of Yom Kippur im Chashecha. In other words, at the time that we start saying Kol Nidre. Avraham Chacham, the Chacham said, Yisvah Koinim Sheyachol V'Yishta Shem Titrav Daita B'Suda. After all, each one of us eats a Suda on the ninth day of Tishrei. And in fact, it's a big mitzvah to go and eat on that day, as we saw in the Gemara previously. So what happens if the person overindulges himself with food and with drink on Erev Yom Kippur? He might drink a little bit too much, and Titrav Daita, says Rashi, might become a little bit shikr, a little bit tipsy. And if that's the case, he won't be in any shape to go and ask, and to ask for forgiveness, to say vidui. And therefore we say that he should go and be misvada koidim shiyoichel. So he should say an effective vidui with all of his kavana prior to the suda. And that's why, of course, we have the long Shemana Esrei mincha on Erev Yom Kippur, where we say the vidui prior to the final suda on Erev Yom Kippur. Even though he did say vidui at that time, he should go and say another vidui again in the evening. Maybe during the suda itself he did something wrong. He didn't bench with kavana and he repeated, made a bracha she'en etzricha. Maybe he said something he shouldn't have said. Whatever. So he asked him misvada once again after the suda is over. A person should go and say vidui several times, each time during the tefillah on Yom Kippur, because each time in between the previous tefillah and this tefillah, maybe did something wrong between Arvis and Chakras and Chakras and Musaf. Each time, repeat again the vidui. Ve'eichan oimrei, where does one say the vidui? Yochad achet tefillah. So he says that at the conclusion of Shemoneh Esrei, after Baruch Ato Hashem and Baruch Hasam Yisrael Bashalayim, then we have the lengthy vidui, the Hashamnu Begadnu and the Alchetz, and all the vidui that we say at the end of Shemoneh Esrei. Ushliach Tzibah oimrei v'yamta, and the Shliach Tzibah says it in the middle of his repetition of the Shemoneh Esrei. And then, of course, we join the Shliach Tzibah when he repeats it. My Omer, what does one say? And the Gemara only starts off each time the beginning of the tefillah, but we should have a good recollection what it's all about. Omer Rav, At Yedea Rozi Oilam V'Salumais Sisrei Kol Choy, etc., etc., which is, again, one of the tefillahs that we say on Yom Kippur. Shmuel Omer Mimaki Halev. This Mimaki Halev is something that we do not have as part of our ritual, as part of the tefillah. We don't know exactly what Shmuel's tefillah here was. The Ati Yedeh, Rozi Oilam, we know that's incorporated in our tefillah. Levi says, V'levi Omer Utarasa Kosov Leimar. Again, that's incorporated in our tefillah. Rabbi Yochanan Omer Ribon Hoylamim. All of these, Rashi tells us, if you look at the Rashi on the left-hand margin, about a quarter down the Omud, Mimakeh Halev, Tfilahi, that's a tefillah. We don't know what the tefillah was, but it's some sort of tefillah. B'sarasa kos of Leimar says in the pasuk, "Ki biyoyim azeh yechaper aleichem v'tayraschem b'kol chatzeseichel lefnei Hashem tetoru ki biyoyim azeh today on Yom Kippur." So that's what you mention as part of the vidui. Rebbeinu Olam ki lo yaltzu kriseinu anachnu, etc., etc. But rather, because we sinned and we're here to be misvad on our sins. Rabbi Yehuda Omar ki manreseinu robo milimnois v'chatzeseinu atzmu misaper. Again, all part of the tefillah that we say in Yom Kippur. Rav Nuna Omar lekai atzoi netzarti eni kedai achshishu netzarti ki iloi netzarti ofrani b'chayoi kavuchem misasi. Person says, Kadosh Baruch Hu, actually netzarti, before I was created, eni kedai, I was not worthy of being created. But actually netzarti, now that I was created, ki iloi netzarti, it's as if I wasn't, in the sense that I haven't accomplished anything. Ofrani b'chayoi, throughout my life I'm like sand. Kavuchem misasi, after I pass away, I'll certainly be like sand and dust. I'm standing before you, Kadosh Baruch Hu, full of shame and embarrassment. I shouldn't go and do any further chatoim. In our machzirim it says mechoik berachamecha, Rabban. It says meroik berachamecha, which is basically the same. You have on Shabbos we talk about marika ushtifa. Marika means to cleanse very vigorously. Marika ushtifa. Anyway, so also by kalim that became soiled, and you want to go and clean them out, you do mariku shtifa, you go and cleanse them very thoroughly to be able to toivel them in the mikveh, to do libun, to do things of that nature. Anyway, so marik berachmecha means Kadosh Baruch Hu, go and cleanse us thoroughly with berachmem and take away our chatoim. Avalei yedei yisurim, but not through pain and suffering, but rather just forgive us, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, so we should have a good year and everything should go well. And this tefillah that we just said now, the Gemara tells us, Rava used to go and repeat this throughout the year, presumably on a daily basis. Rava Nunazuta used to go and say it on Yom Kippur, like we do. Omar Marzuta, Lo Yomor Elderly, Omar Avalanachnu Chatonu. Av Omar, Av Avalanachnu Chatonu Sulei Torech. He said, the main vidui is that we say the Hashem the Begadnu. So right before Hashem the Begadnu, we say, Avanachnu, Vaviseinu, Chotonu, Dramberambambambamba, Oshamnu, Boganu, etc. So if you say these magic words, Avanachnu, Chotonu, and then you continue on enumerating the Chatoim, Sulei Tzorech, you don't need any of the prior tefillahs that we said. The Omera Barhamduri, Barhamdudi, I think he said Barhamdudi. But anyway, Havakim the Kamen Shmuel was sitting in front of Shmuel of Avi Yosef, and he was sitting. V'chimot Shlich of the Tziburah, when the Shlich Tzibur said the Omer, Aval Anachnu, V'aviseinu, Chatonu, then come make him. Then Shmuel would stand up, Omer Shmamina, and he would say, you know, come make him. He stood up for that Shtichel, presumably to go and say the Aval Anachnu, Chatonu. So that we see, Omer Shmamina, Iker Vidi, Hayhu. We see that the important vidui, the real major, major words in the vidui are these magic words, avlanachnu, chatanu, and all the rest is wonderful. And of course, we incorporate all of these tefillahs in our tefillah, but that's the main, the vidui that we say before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we were chote, that we sinned. Rabbis, I think we'll stop right over here tonight. Hossam. Tomorrow we have a relatively short blot, and this is starting a new inyan now, so we'll stop here by tonight. Hossam, we'll continue tomorrow. Any questions, Rabbis?